Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is The Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Still loading up. Good morning, Tuscaloosa. Good morning, Tuscaloosa. Internet world, West Alabama. How we doing today on this Tuesday? It is the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com. Y'all are hanging out with us on the Bama Central YouTube channel. You're hanging out with us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify. You're also with us on my own social media machines at JoeGaither6. We're going to have a great day as we are live in the Derek Daniel State Farm Studios right here off McFarland Boulevard in Tuscaloosa. Well, really in Northport, Alabama. You find us right past the Tiger Rock, past the Rustic Rehab to the left. Call Derek for all of your insurance needs, 205-758-3391. For all your insurance needs, home, life, auto insurance, you can call him right there at that number. If you're looking for a job, look, if you're looking to get hired, if you need a job, Derek Daniel is hiring. You can call him today, of course, at 205-758-3391 for any employment needs. If you are trying to get involved in the insurance game, he would be a great, great, great boss to have. He was my boss for some time when I was working through college just a little bit. So I really appreciate him helping me out at that time and also hosting us right here in the Derek Daniel State Farm Studio. So if you're looking for employment or insurance, you can call Derek right here at State Farm or come visit us just past the Tiger Rock on the left right here in Northport up Highway 69 North. We are back at it with our man, Mason Woods. You can follow Mason Woods at M.A. Woods _ on the Twitter machine. He's getting all locked in, getting all his stuff ready to go right here this morning on the other Wi-Fis as we speak. Follow Mason, as we said, at M.A. Woods _ on the Twitter machine. We are going to be having a big, big, big week right here in the studio tomorrow, apparently. We are supposed to be talking to Alabama offensive lineman commit Sam Utu is going to wake up extra early. You know, he's in California. He said it was no problem. We're going to wake up extra early and join the show at 8:45. So looking forward to that. We also look on Friday. We had Zay Hall and we had Bobby Humphrey. There is a chance we're going to be speaking to someone else tomorrow, but that's not quite confirmed. So we'll let you know that as it happens. It's going to be a big time. The season has gotten started. I mean, well, not technically, but yes, technically. The fellows are checking in today, are making sure that all the physicals look good, the helmets fit, all the pants are the right size, they all got new cleats. Everything is getting going today as the guys are checking in, and the first practice is starting tomorrow. So I cannot wait for that. With that, Mason Woods, good morning. How was your weekend, and how are you, sir?
That was a good weekend, yeah. You know, not a ton happening in the recruiting world, kind of just that time of year right now. Most of everyone has kind of wrapped up their summer classes or their summer surges on the recruiting trail and kind of shifted their focus towards the upcoming season. But I'm excited for that nonetheless. You know, we got football in just a couple of days, the Hall of Fame game coming up. I know it's not going to be the most competitive thing that we ever see, but we might get to see Najee Harris. Who knows?
Lions, I'm excited. Lions and Chargers?
Yeah.
All right, Lions and Chargers. You had Jahmyr Gibbs last night front and center at Monday Night Raw in Detroit.
Good.
if you are a wrestling fan or not, you at the very end of the night, you had Bron Breakker spear Roman Reigns right in front of Jahmyr Gibbs, like on the floor, and it was only a second because you could only see because they're obviously focusing on the action. But my face, my eyes went right over the front row, and Jahmyr Gibbs was whoa, was very very into it right then and there, sitting with his front row seat. So fun times. Going to be a big year for Jahmyr. The Lions are going to stink, so it's going to be great.
We'll see. I'm debating on whether or not I want to keep Jameson Williams as a member of my championship winning fantasy football team. So I don't know. I kind of need a big year out of him, maybe.
Well, we'll pull for that. We'll pull for that.
We need good years for Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Wood. Just the Bama guys, the, you know, 2,000 yards a pop, and then Lions can go 0-17.
Absolutely. Yeah. You lose to both your offensive and defensive coordinator. It's going to be a little different there in Detroit. So looking forward to that. What's on tap today? What did I just copy and paste into my notes? I copied Ryan Williams, Deion Sanders, Ty Simpson, Kerryon Johnson, and Tank Jones as our subjects for the day. Of course, you can jump in on the comments at JoeGaither6, at MAWoods_, at Bama Central. Leave us a comment, question, query, or complaint. You can hit us on the voicemail line at 205-462-7340, extension 800. Mason, I saw yesterday somebody tweet, we need to bring back the drunk calls after post game. And I'm like, yes,
he is correct.
Yes. So in, what is it? 20 something, 30, what was it on roll call last 32? Night? 32. Wow. Is it really? I know Will Miller did roll call last
33
night,
somewhere around there.
And he has the number at, scroll down and load for me, baby. 32. Great job. CJ Mosley, days away from kickoff. So in 32 days, when Alabama takes on Florida State, win, lose, or draw, or hell, right there in the middle of the game, when Ty Simpson's already thrown a 400-yard touchdown pass and you want to dunk on Mason Woods.
Please do.
Yep, 205-462-7340, extension 800, or when he does something poor, you can call and tell Mason that you know.
My feeling there won't be many of those.
No, I doubt for that. I doubt that.
I welcome the dunking, though. If you want to dunk on me, feel free.
205-462-7340, extension 800. We want post-game calls. We want pre-game calls. We want all kinds of calls during the football season. And I hope that you guys jump on and join us right there. We'll play them all on the Monday episode, and they'll be really, really funny, especially if you're calling multiple times, like pre-game. This is what I think about the game. Bama by a million. Middle of the game. Gosh darn it, Bama, what's wrong with you? Fire XYZ coach. And then at the end of the game, well, they pulled it out. They got it done. They won by 50 instead of 400. You can call us right there. What I want to do today, what do I want to start with today? Let me roll my dice, shake them up, roll it. Let's start just real easy with Ty Simpson. Did you see his video yesterday on the social media, or his father's video on the social media machines? Not really.
This one may have missed me.
Yeah, well, there was no words. There was no verbiage. It was just simply Jason Simpson, his father, shooting, what is this, 18 seconds, 12 seconds? It is 7 seconds. It's Ty, no pads, no helmet, taking a drop back, bounce, slide
over.
Wearing
a red shirt?
Red shirt. Red shirt, okay. and red shorts.
Yeah.
No, crimson shirt. Shorts.
He represents the Tide.
That's right. Taking a little five-step drop, bounce, nice, two slides over, and launch. Says hashtag ready for camp. Hashtag Martin made.
Yep.
Last chance, Mason. You jumping on this train before it leaves the station?
No, I will not. I will not be jumping on the train. I will not be jumping on the train of the kid whose dad is putting out hype videos of him.
His dad's a college coach. His dad knows what it is supposed to look like.
And that's why he's where he is. That's mean, but I mean, come on, folks. Like, it's his dad's not Nick Saban.
Oh, what is Jason Simpson's career path? Let's just find out. Jason Simpson, UT Martin. Let's find out what his career path is.
There's maybe a reason that his dad is at UT Martin and not Tennessee, perhaps.
54 years old, played at Mississippi State. Played 2 years of football at Mississippi State, played baseball at Southern Miss.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, there you go. Then got into Delta State as a graduate
Delta citizen. State?
There you go.
The Raging, or what are they? They were the fighting Okra. I think that's what their mascot was for a while.
Oh, wow. Then he went to Collins, Mississippi as an assistant in 96. Jacksonville State quarterbacks coach, 97 through 99. Come on, baby.
Yeah, the Fighting Okra. That's the greatest mascot ever.
Texas State quarterback coach and wide receiver from 2000 to 2002. UTC Mox, go Mox, baby! Hey, hey. From 03 to 05, offensive coordinator, and now he's been the UT Martin head coach since 2006. He's locked in and loyal, Mason.
I respect it.
He's locked in and loyal without aspirations for leaving for a bigger job, more money. He's dedicated to UT Martin, to the Martin community.
And I respect that. I just do not put much weight into him putting out hype videos of his own son. He kind of has to be a fan of Ty.
Well,
he's not going to say anything bad about his own son. So, you know, if this was a third party, perhaps putting out these hype videos and claiming that he's so camp ready and he's awesome. You know, if every sentence around him did not start with my son, I'd put a little more weight into it. I'm taking everything that his dad says with a giant grain of salt.
You don't think you don't think his dad is immune to dad compliments? He was the OVC coach of the year in 2006. He's won 3 OVC championships and 2 Big South championships.
Okay.
He's 100.
Why didn't he maybe step up to a bigger job?
Cause he's got a family. He's got a family to raise, all while being a head coach.
There's pretty big schools in Tennessee.
Yeah, but UTK will fire your butt in 2 years if you're not any good, right?
Is he? I thought he was really good.
He is.
I thought he knows what it is.
He's 1-2 in the NCAA playoffs in the Division I playoffs.
You know, it always devolves into me having to be really mean to Ty Simpson and his family. I don't want to be. I'm just not putting any weight into his dad's opinion on how he plays.
Well, it looks good.
Dad has to say that.
No pads, no run.
You know, my dad thought I was really good at football.
Oh, man. Don't say that because my granddad said, I was, as we say, below average athlete, maybe a little above average. But
all you got to do is put the effort in. You get there.
Yeah. Granddad, you look like Brian Erlacher out there.
Topped out at 5'10", Dad. I wasn't getting anywhere.
Thanks, Granddad. Love you so much. Always believed in me. That's absolutely the truth. He did absolutely always believe in me.
My grandpa told me one time when I was I don't remember how old I was. I was relatively young. And, you know, looking back, it's very hilarious now. It's, you know, it was kind of funny at the time. I didn't love it. But he came to a baseball game, watched me ram the bases. And as I got home, I walked over to the dugout, you know, and hey, Pap, I could have timed you with a calendar, son. That was a tough one. I was very slow. Still am to this day.
Comments under the video. Dark horse for Heisman. Eyeball emojis.
Mm.
You've got LFG. Okay.
Now, is that an uncle that said that? A cousin, maybe?
Well, I don't know. It's at only one LG. It's LG. So I don't know if that's a cousin or not. Chandra's girl. Let's go, Ty. It's your time. You got Greg Jones. Ty's about to go off. RTR, Ty's the guy from John Chandler. You got the Terrell Owens GIF. That's my quarterback. Mm-hmm. In here looking good. Go time. Hashtag don't give a piss. You got all kinds of emojis in here. One guy, Gary Wayne, give him Keelan Russell's scholarship. That's a little far. That's a little far.
Does he understand that
they both get the scholarship?
Ty has a scholarship. He does not need one.
He's a walk-on, dedicated to the Tide. Walked on, no scholarship, paying his own way to school. Oh, no man. NIL money either.
Man, yeah. I think Ty would probably be fine.
He was in New York this past weekend soaking it up.
So I think he'll be fine.
He put out.
I think he'll be just fine.
Put on his Instagram photo from wherever high rise he was. Beautiful night sky of New York, getting that last little bit of vacation in. He's scouting hotel rooms for when he's invited to the Heisman Trophy ceremony.
For when he's Ryan's plus one.
Oh no, maybe. Maybe so. All right. So Ty Simpson jumps on. We try to offer Mason a final ticket before the train leaves the station. Well, you know, once it's gone, the train is.
That's fine. I will happily be sitting at the station by myself,
waiting on Keelan Russell's train to come.
That'll be okay with me. And then you'll all get to see what a real train looks like. A bullet train.
I was hoping you'd
not
say
one
that.
Of these steam locomotives.
We're loading that thing with wood. We're loading the Ty Simpson train with coal and wood. Mm-mm. Burning coal.
I'll get on the Hyperloop. Thank you.
Elon Musk. Be there in 1 minute. Hey, we'll still get there on our steam train. It might just take a little longer.
You'll get there.
Theo made me feel old yesterday. You want to hear about this?
It's probably going to make me feel old.
Please say that you're with this. I don't know how Billy Madison, or I don't know how the Happy Gilmore thing came out, because Happy Gilmore 2
came out.
Happy
Gilmore 2. I haven't watched it. I've not seen glowing reviews of it, though. I'll say that.
Yeah, mixed. Very extreme. It was good.
I think to anybody that expected it to be like a piece of cinema, you're dumb.
Right.
But it also, I think, even to some people who knew it was going to be dumb going into it, were a little disappointed.
I've got plans to watch it this weekend. Yeah. But I asked Theo when they were returning to school. Oh, August, whatever. And I did the Billy Madison back to school, school. And he looked at me blank face.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's weird.
You never seen Billy Madison? No. I was like,
it's a great movie.
That's your homework this week.
I was, you know, Happy Gilmore is great, but I always liked Billy Madison more than I did Happy Gilmore.
We're all dumber for having to listen to that answer.
That's one of the greatest like monologues ever. That whole little spiel that he does there. I don't even remember what all he says, but yeah, we're all dumber for having listened to you. I'll probably watch Happy Gilmore 2 at some point, but from what I understand, it's just a movie and it's all just cameos, which is how these things go every time there's a sequel well after the fact to the big, you know. Anchorman 2 was the same way, where it was just full of a bunch of celebrities wanting to get their cameo in, which is fine, but it makes for a not great movie sometimes.
There's a bunch of wrestlers in it, so okay. I'll be hooked just for that.
I know there's like some sort of commentary on Live Golf, as I understand it. They've created some sort of like Live alternative. A little bit of lighting change around here.
Just washed out a little bit, but maybe that's a little better. Maybe not. It's okay. Nobody needs to see me anyways on the Bama Central YouTube channel. It's fine. It's all good. That's what we'll keep moving here. I want to transition us to name number two, Ryan Williams, number two, and literally number two.
That's who will be receiving the invite to New York.
Well,
we'll see.
If Jeremy Bernard and Isaiah Horton just stink, or if they're so good that they have to get doubled and you leave Ryan Williams wide open. Or Ryan the other day on the social media machines basically saying, you don't know what I was dealing with last year. And I think people took it and went off the rails quick. Oh my gosh, you started seeing the Jalen Milroe clip from Tennessee.
I saw that clip probably 20 times yesterday. We can all cherry pick bad Jalen Milroe clips, you know.
I don't think he was talking about Jalen Milroe.
I don't think that was the only thing he was talking about. I'm sure it may have been part of it.
I think he was talking about health, injuries, hamstrings,
I think it
ankles.
Was a lot of things. I think it was I have no idea. I think it literally was just a ton of things. It was probably something on with his family, something with some of his friends. It was, you know, like you said, some nagging nick that he got week three.
Old.
Yeah, I mean, it was a thousand different things. It was not, he was not sitting there, you know, talking about Jalen Milroe. That may have been somewhere in the cloud of things in his head, but that was not what he was referring to specifically.
Yeah,
I don't believe, at least.
I'm 17 years old playing against a bunch of 20-year-olds.
He said it himself. There was a lot going on. You don't know what he had to deal with. We do not. I am not in Ryan Williams' head. You know, I don't know what he goes through. I don't know what he deals with. I'm sure that it's being thrust into the spotlight like he was is, you know, while it is a lot of people would say, well, boo, he's lucky. It's his dream. Look at all the money he's making. Sure, but I'm sure you don't see the downside to it as well. You know, him not being able to just have a normal life like he probably did before anymore. I'm sure there's just a lot of things we don't know about.
Oh, dude, was our here's another like little I'm reading message boards. He was a summer enrollee that came in. So basically, you went from high school graduation into enrolling in college, and oh, you're the wide receiver one, and we need you.
Week, what was that, Georgia? Week four? Week whenever it was. I mean, early in the season, Ryan Williams is thrust into the national spotlight as, oh, here's your best receiver in the country. La-da-da, look at how electric he is. And from there, you know, the snowball keeps rolling. 17-year-old Ryan Williams.
Over or under his 48 receptions from last year. Let's pull up Washington from 23.
That's a good place to start. Because I feel like we did this exercise and it was spread around pretty well at Washington.
Mm-hmm. So Washington in 23. My man, Rome Odunze. Rome actually, he's going to go way over this. Rome ended up with 92 receptions. Oh. Rome, 92. Jalen Polk, 69. Nice. Jack Westover, 46. Jalen McMillan, 45. Jeremy Bernard, 34. And Dylan Johnson, running back, 24 receptions out of the backfield. Okay. He also had tight end Devin Culp, 16, and so on and so forth. Giles Johnson, wide receiver, 14. Will Nixon, wide receiver, 13. And a handful of guys that were under 10 receptions. So definitely over the 48, yeah, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I do think he, Kalen DeBoer, probably is able to rely on a bit more of a traditional run game at Alabama than he was at Washington, so he probably doesn't have to throw it as much. But got to go over that 48, right? I mean, I'm thinking, we've talked about it a lot, Jeremy's probably your leader, just receptions, just because being able to be that safety net kind of guy. Got to be pretty close right up there, you know, in the
65 for somewhere, each of them?
70, you know?
Yeah, 65 for each of them. And then another
40 some odd, 50 for Horton.
Yeah.
And get a handful to one of these tight ends.
I don't know that Cuevas is really going to be anything more than just a...
Give me 25 catches. That's all I need from you, Josh.
Yeah, their tight end last year in 23, Jack Westover with 46 receptions, 433, and 4 touchdowns.
Give me 25 for 210 yards. I don't even need that much. Just give me some crucial third downs, you know.
That's the point.
Lay down some nice blocks here and there when you get an opportunity to. I don't need a lot from you.
It's third and four, yeah, and we're looking downfield and nothing.
Yourself right in the middle of the defense, buddy.
catch that ball while both the linebackers are crunching you from left and right side.
Yeah, that's what we need out of you. I think Ryan goes over that. I think he's got to top what he did last year.
Topping 865? 865, 865 going to one.
I think I think he's going to, that's all he's going to be doing is catching bombs. Like, I imagine he's going to be doubled a lot. So he's not going to get a ton of just kind of normal opportunities. It's going to be like, hey, we've got a shot play. Let's get the ball to Ryan, get him going deep. And I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm pretty, you know, predicting things out to be a little wrong here, but I feel like most of his opportunities will come off of chunk plays and, you know, big yardage touchdowns. So I think he probably gets close to that 1,000-yard range. Maybe goes over it. And we talked about getting 2,000-yard receivers. I don't know how long ago it was now, but I think it's within reach.
Averaged 18 yards a reception last year. So if he's catching 65 balls at the same yards per catch. Yeah, that is 1170.
It's a pretty dang good year.
We're getting to double-digit touchdowns, going from 8 to 10,
I think
8 to 12.
Yeah.
One in every game, 12 touchdowns.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
Whew.
Probably won't actually play out to be one in every game, but he'll get a few multi-touchdown performances, I would think.
Yeah, against ULM, he's scoring 5.
Sure.
He's going to score 5 against ULM, and then Eastern Illinois, he's going to score 8. It's coming in. You can't touch me.
We'll have to wait one more year for the Ryan Williams Heisman campaign, I think. This will be a good year for him, but I think we'll probably have to wait one more year.
As we're talking wide receivers and Ryan Williams, I noticed on our comment section that Julian Lee did put a heart on it. And I want to go ahead and say our condolences from us to you, Julian. We saw your post about your dog. She lost a longtime dog. I think she's had 20 years that she was with it. So just terrible. And so we're thinking about you and hope that the football season gives you a little lift because that is not fun and not easy at all. Ryan Williams yesterday, and people went crazy. People just, of course he's talking about last year's quarterback. What do you think about Jalen Milroe putting up lots of highlights in the early days of Seahawks camp? Because I know you're seeing that already.
Yeah, he's saw a little bit of it.
Long bombs and just highlight reel plays up at Seahawks camp. They ended up with – they don't have Geno Smith anymore.
No, they got Sam Darnold.
Oh, my God. He's winning that job.
There's a chance.
Jalen's winning that job. Look, hey. We talk about going back to back in our fantasy football leagues. You and I both won last year in separate leagues. You get that 12th, 13th, 14th round pick, Mason. It might be smart. That might be smart. You know, I mean,
I'm gonna stash him on the bench.
Yes.
Sam Darnold has mono again.
Right.
Jalen Milroe, baby.
Give him six. Give
180 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yes. Yeah,
that's winning me that week.
That man needs 90 passing yards and a touchdown and then gets himself like, oh, shoot, I broke the defense 4 times with my legs for 40 yards, and I just scored 38 points.
I am seeing this, I don't know if I necessarily can confirm this. This is from a fantasy football guy on Twitter. So take this with probably a grain of salt. But supposedly Jalen Milroe is utilizing the same type of VR training that Jaden Daniels did last year.
Great.
And hey, that worked for him. Maybe it'll work for Jalen Milroe as well.
Why can't we get, how many quarterbacks do we have? 3. Why can't we get 5 of those in the facility? One for K-Doc Caruth and one for that Roll It's All guy that we highlighted last year.
It does. I mean, from everything I have read about that system, and just because I just had an interest in it because Jaden Daniels was so good, and then he was on my fantasy. She was like, oh, yeah, I want to learn more about this. Like, it seems pretty insanely, really detailed and in-depth and, an actual pretty good representation of what these players are seeing on the field. And then, you can speed it up, slow it down. So, I don't remember who. I think it was The Athletic that had written the story about Jaden Daniels doing it last year. But, he was playing it on, 1.5 speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just so, the possibilities are kind of endless there where you can just get, thousands more reps than you could have otherwise.
And not get hit.
Yeah. So very well be extremely beneficial to Jalen Milroe.
You're not delivering the football with the VR, but sure, you're at least making this mental decisions.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the, I'm not a coach, but I think, from what I have seen with quarterbacks, you kind of can throw it or you can't. It's not really a ton of guys, you either see it or you don't have it. Now you can refine it and pick out the good things and refine Josh Allen is a perfect example of that. He was iffy in college and then they refined the great parts of his game and now he's awesome. You still saw those flashes. You have to see those flashes. So I'm not as concerned with, this guy isn't getting his ball or his hand on the ball and throw it. The mental reps are the bigger thing to me.
Maybe that's what I,
You got to get the VR. You got to get the VR thing, and that's how you learn.
Maybe that's the next time we get DeBoer on the record, we can ask him
about it.
Hey, what are the chances? I hear Milroe is doing really well with the VR. What are the chances we can get some of these in the facility?
I mean, I have to imagine. I don't know.
They can't be that expensive that Alabama football can't afford 2 of them.
Yeah, there's no way that Alabama can't afford them. And then there's also no way that whatever this company is that is kind of spearheading this would not jump the opportunity to work with the biggest, and not by actual numbers, but one of the biggest brands in college football. Because I haven't seen anybody else doing it. I mean, I'm sure there's some programs. Surely there's some programs that are utilizing it, but I've not really seen it be like a highly publicized thing.
None of my fantasy football friends in my league listen to this show, so I'm just letting you know that late round, I'm going.
You've planted something in the back of my brain that will stay there.
Dual threat quarterback. I mean, Jalen, even in his early days as a quarterback, was a very effective fantasy football player because you can just run it in. And you bet your butt that Jalen Milroe can run the tush push, get under center. Well,
so it's really all about what you got up front for the tush push.
That's right.
I don't know what the Seahawks have up front, to be honest. I'm not super up to
it. And what you have behind your chest, Jalen.
Sure. Jalen Hurts getting that Sprite deal the other day. The first NFL player to be partnered with Sprite. I think I saw Adam Schefter tweet, okay. Which seems preposterous that no player has ever done a deal with Sprite, but I don't know. Good for him, I guess.
That's my top soda right there.
Okay.
Sprite. Okay. Top five soda. Sprite. Dr. Pepper, strawberries, and cream. I mean,
I still haven't had it, but I believe you that it's good.
Next time you go to an SEC event, look for it. Oh my gosh. I could drink like a million of those. Orange soda, probably Fanta. Then we're going to go Coke Zero, four, and five, five, five. Give me a good old Mountain Dew, number five.
Yeah. I mean, Diet Mountain Dew is probably my number one. And it's the trashiest soda ever, but I love it. And I am firmly in the camp of, like, I think diet sodas are dumb 99.999% of the time, because to me, just drink a damn soda. You're already drinking something bad for you. Just drink the thing that's there's no saving you. You're drinking a soda. If you really cared about it being healthy, you would drink water. I do just like the way that
sucks.
Diet Dew tastes way better than regular Dew. If something about regular Mountain Dew, it doesn't do it for me. Coke, I would love a classic Coke. That orange vanilla Coke is elite, or orange whatever, orange something, sweet orange, whatever. It's orange vanilla is the flavor. It's very good. Love a Dr. Pepper, just a classic Dr. Pepper. Never been big on the fruit sodas that much. I don't know what I'd throw in there at the last. Oh, ginger ale. I love a ginger ale.
Oh, yeah. Good one. That's good. My dad basically was hooked on Diet Coke my entire childhood. So Diet Coke was in our house.
That was Diet Mountain Dew in mine. So, like, that's why I've just been preconditioned. Every day my mom would drink one and then, you know, hey, can I have one? And, you know, eventually turned into, this is all I drink now.
Have you ever tried Poppy?
Those probiotic ones. And Melissa's had some of them, and she says that they're not very good. So I just take her opinion. her word for it.
I'm a fan of the orange, okay. And I'm a fan of the lemon lime. And they do make me feel 10% better about myself when I'm wanting a soda fix.
They also fall into the camp, which a little less so, because as I understand it, they do have like actual beneficial things to them where it's not just, hey, we've replaced sugar with something that's going to give you cancer, you know? So I get those two a little bit more, you know, you get a little bit more credence there with the, well, I'm drinking something healthy, but like at the end of the day, just drink water if you want to drink something healthy.
But Poppy has to be like Arctic cold. Yeah. That's part of
that. That's how I'm that way with just about anything. We keep our fridge like 1 degree above freezing. Anything that gets stuck in the back, you pull it out, it's pretty much frozen.
What's the next name on my list? Mason, Ryan Williams, we got you. We got you. We got you, Ty Simpson. You want to go Deion? You want to go Kerryon Johnson? Or you want to go Tank Jones?
Let's talk about Deion. I really I enjoyed this from Deion. As someone who is not generally a fan of his, this made me like him a lot more.
Yeah, Deion Sanders basically yesterday has the press conference and people are, why are you having a press conference? Are you going to quit? And you got some people basically reporting that he's going to step down at this press conference, but gets up on the press conference and says, hey guys, the reason I've been gone is because I had bladder cancer and could not control
bathroom. Into excruciating detail with everyone. It was as transparent as you could have been about this situation.
Did you see Depends letter?
Yes. Yeah, he was. That was good. You know, I don't remember what did he say exactly. He said something a lot.
He said,
like, "I'm a coach that depends on Depends" or something like that. It was great. You know, I think that is the only way to address a situation like that. Otherwise, the media, us, will run wild with whatever bits of information we can extrapolate.
Well,
you know?
I had some health issues, yeah. And that's why I didn't recruit for the last couple of months. Oh, no, you're just lazy. Sure. You don't care. You're just using NIL money, the portal, blah, 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 blah. You're going to leave anyways. You're not trying to win at Colorado.
Yep.
No, I actually had cancer, guys. Actually was having a bad time.
Yeah.
Real bad time.
He talks about, you know, waking up every morning and the first thing he has to do is check to see if he's wet himself. That's just a terrible thing to do. He's a grown 57-year-old man, however old he is. I hate that, but I appreciate and respect his transparency like very, very much. And I think that it is important, especially in just kind of the situation he's in.
babyface turn for Deion Sanders, goes from heel to babyface. Yeah,
about, seemingly.
Letting everybody know.
Crazy that all it takes is getting cancer, I guess.
Same thing for Roman Reigns.
You know,
they hated in real wrestling, in actual wrestling. Roman was a bad guy, and people booed the heck out of him. And as soon as he, hey, guys, I have leukemia, it was, oh, no, don't. We love you. Stay, fight. Colorado has Georgia Tech on Friday the 29th. Georgia Tech, Delaware, at Houston, Wyoming, BYU, TCU, Iowa State, bye week, Utah, Arizona, West Virginia, bye week again, Arizona State and Kansas State on the schedule this year. I have no idea what they might look like past the Shedeur Sanders era, but I'll let you know on that Friday night if I'm not at a high school game. 7 o'clock on ESPN. I'm gonna be watching Georgia Tech and Colorado play.
That's gonna be electric.
And we're gonna say go Buffs.
As I understand it, it's an open competition between what is it, Salter?
Oh, and, yes, they got the
Salter and
Liberty kid, right?
Yes. What is the other? Julian Lewis, Caden Salter, and Julian Lewis.
Oh, I'm hooked right there. Juju Lewis was you know. Am I going to Bama or not for a little bit? And then it was like, no, we're pivoting to Keelan Russell because you're too dramatic, sir.
Yeah.
It was, am I going to Bama, Auburn, USC, or Colorado? And ends up at Colorado.
That is the, as I understand it, at least the ongoing kind of discussion there is who's going to be the starter between those two. I mean, this is not like hard schedule, but I don't know that Colorado, I mean, I don't know if they're going to have a ton of success here this season.
Ended up getting Cynthia Brown out of the transfer portal. Let's see. None of these other names are really recognized.
Kansas State's a good team. Arizona State's a good team. Arizona's not bad.
I got our boy Jaheim Otis, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. BYU will be solid. Don't know much about Houston.
Go Cougs.
Be interesting year for the Colorado Buffaloes.
Well,
I mean, not that, like, I don't.
They got our boy Anquan Barnes.
There's not really. It's not like, guys. You know, even if they. Well, I mean, what did they go last year with Travis Hunter and Shedeur? What, they went like 9-5?
9-3.
Okay,
7-2 in the conference.
Okay, so even if they, you know, there's not, it's not like they're dropping off super hard, I'll say that. You know, if they go 8-4 this year or whatever, or 7-5, they're not.
And it's Colorado. Just keep us bowl eligible.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay.
Just keep us bowl eligible. Keep us in the news, man. I don't see Colorado State on this schedule, and that was a dramatic game for a little bit of time. The Colorado State coach was right into Deion's crawl. So we're consensus before the year. We're pulling for Deion to make a playoff game.
Am I pulling him for him to make the playoffs? I don't
pulling for, not expecting.
I guess.
Or do we not care? We're still
kind of where I'm at. You know, I liked this story, and I appreciate that he was this open about everything that's happened with him, and you know, I think that's cool and I respect it and all. Still don't really care that much about Colorado football. I don't really have the highest opinion on either of these two quarterback options they have, so just kind of from what I've seen, given the way that Juju Lewis did his whole recruitment and then Caden Salter with the whole transferring and everything. So yeah, I'm kind of over it and I don't really care too much what happens to him. I don't think they'll be too relevant on the national stage football wise.
Well, they will be as long as Deion's there.
Sure, well, yeah. Relevant as far as a competition standpoint.
Fair. That's a fair pivot right there. I'll stay with you in the apathetic category.
Yeah.
I'll stay with you in the
I will watch them probably.
I don't wish bad things for you. Like last year.
I actively wanted to see Shedeur Sanders fail, and I will own that. I will own that. I don't know why I wanted that. He just made it hard to root for him.
I was happy Dan Lanning was beat the mess out of them, whatever that was, 2 years ago. They play for clicks. We play for
I've just grown a bit tired of the shtick with Deion and the whole, you know, just all of the fodder surrounding Colorado just got old very quickly.
People, one more aspect of this. People going out. Well, why did he have to have a press conference to announce this? Two reasons. Two reasons. One, from a football standpoint. Mm-hmm. From a football standpoint, if you read reports, if you're reading, you know, a little bit deeper than just he's having a press conference, you're reading that he was pretty MIA over the last several months. Obviously left the team, I think, in April for a little bit of time. But not only MIA as far as spring practice goes, but MIA on the recruiting trail as well. And I think this is very important if you are intending to stay at Colorado, if you're intending to continue to build at Colorado, you go back to Billy Five Star and be like, yo, Billy Five Star, sorry, I didn't call you that much.
Here's what happened.
sorry, we couldn't get you get out to your house, you know, do some visits. I had a personal emergency going on.
Yeah, I think if anything, this indicates that he is a bit more serious about this job at Colorado than people thought.
Yes, yes, I agree with that. And the second fold is for a personal reason. If you are as prominent as a figure as Deion Sanders, I'll just say it. You speak to the men. You speak to people like me. You speak to young people, even younger than I am. I think Deion, what is he, 54, 55?
57.
Okay.
I was listening to a show before I came in here. They were talking about it.
Yeah. So Deion's right at 20, 23, 24 years older than I am. So he speaks to the next generation, me. Hey, buddy, if you are having some bathroom issues, or if you are, you know, not feeling quite right, go get checked out. He's talking to his even the generation younger than me, the Theos, and they even, you know, go get checked out. Take it seriously. Basically, he doesn't become a face of anything.
But I mean, normalizes it a bit to where it's not a thing where anyone that is having that issue themselves is maybe more open to talking about it with a doctor or a loved one, whoever it may be. And then also, you know, like, it's just warning people that, hey, this could be an issue for you down the line, buddy. You know, keep your ducks in a row. And then also, like, if he did not address it, like we kind of talked about, like, everyone runs wild with whatever theory they can find about, I've heard rumblings that Deion ignored his staff for 6 months. Like, you know, it just goes insane and the rumor mill goes nuts. Right here, he gets out in front of it. He lays it all out on the table for everybody and says, here's exactly what's going on. And now no one can say anything to refute that because it came straight from his mouth.
Yeah, I'm happy that they did have the press conference. What I was really happy with, one, that it seems like they've handled the health issue. That's first. But two, I was happy with the fact that he didn't just step up there and be like, "Well, yeah, Shadir's out of here, so I'm retiring."
Yeah.
Right before fall camp.
Yeah, that would have been horrible.
I would be like, "Dang it, sir!" Ah,
that would have made me really not like him.
Yeah,
you know, we would have been saying some mean things about Deion today.
You know, our friend Nick Kelly had a little cancer scare over the last year.
Oh.
I mean,
he don't wish that for anybody.
Passed it now. But same sort of thing. He wrote about it in AL.com and didn't make it a huge thing, but acknowledged the issue and said, hey, guys, if you're a male, you may have these issues as well. Check yourselves out.
Just one of them things, man. I don't know.
So I appreciate it. I'm saying that to compliment Nick and you know, compliment Nick and Deion and just basically being open about your health.
Yeah, I mean, it's no reason, like, there's nothing to be ashamed about with your health. It is your life. Everybody has health issues. It is a thing that every person on this planet deals with. You are not, you know, you are not some, like, strange phenomenon of health. I'm guaranteed there's a lot of people that have dealt with whatever it is, you know, you may be dealing with. Or anybody may be dealing with.
Six, seven. I see 9 wins on the schedule.
Count wins on. Okay.
Yeah, I see 9 wins on this schedule on the 25.
Let me go through. I think they lose to Georgia Tech.
Oh,
I like
at home. At home.
Wait, that's fair.
The marijuana smoke is going to be in the air.
That's a fair point. That's a, you know, what is that? That's a pretty significant time difference getting over there into the mountain time too.
Friday night. Everybody.
I still like Georgia Tech.
Brent Key's going to lose his mind.
I'm high on Georgia Tech. I like Georgia Tech.
All of Georgia Tech will be high during that game.
I think they lose that one. Probably win.
That's fine. Keep going. I'm sorry.
I'll count losses. Here we go. I think you lose to Georgia Tech. I'll give you a loss to BYU.
At home again. Come on. Those Cougs don't. Those Cougs have never smelled marijuana smoke. I'll
give you a loss to Iowa State. Maybe Utah.
Those boys.
Arizona State, you're losing to. Kansas State, you're losing. I could probably give them 7-5.
Ooh.
Kansas State's a pretty good team. Arizona State's a dang good team.
Yes, I agree with those two.
Utah, always solid.
I think those were the losses that I counted.
Without Cameron Rising, though, it'll be interesting to see where Utah goes without their 15-year quarterback.
Going to have to pivot.
Iowa State. I don't know anything about any specifics about Iowa State, but from whatever, they were pretty solid last year, right?
Yeah, and I like their coach a lot.
Yeah, so I'll take Iowa State there also. And then I think BYU is just kind of slowly building a monster, and we might start to see it trickle down a little bit soon.
Yeah, but they're going to go to Colorado. You know, they've never, they're not a single substance.
There's so many skunks around here.
Why does my head feel funny?
I didn't know Colorado had skunks.
I can't remember the plays. What am I supposed to do on this play?
Do you see that, what was it, Tulane took on the BYU departed quarterback?
Yes.
That's interesting. He's joining as a walk-on, I guess, because he wasn't allowed to get a scholarship or something.
Probably too late. The numbers are full.
Very interesting. I'm intrigued by that situation.
Coach went to the lowest man, went to the lowest offensive lineman. Hey, can we kick you off the team?
That poor somebody lost their spot. Hey, some backup tight end or something. Seventh string linebacker.
Billy Two Star
just lost his lost all his free gear.
Will you go in the portal right now?
Oh man.
Right before camp starts.
That's tough. It is what it is.
All right. So Deion is healthier, at least healthier than it was in the spring, and yeah, back and better than ever.
He might have a porta potty on the sidelines, but he'll be okay.
Good. We hope everybody is okay. We wish no health issues, no injury issues on anyone, friends or enemies. We wish all health for everyone, honestly. All right. Before we hit these last two topics, let me hit a commercial and we will get this show wrapped up. We're going to talk about Tank Jones and we're going to talk about Kerryon Johnson on the
other side. Lions Club and St. Mark Church present a free health fair in honor of Dr. Norman and Jean Carlson Saturday, August 23rd, 8:30 till noon. That'll begin the St. Mark Family Life Center. Northport citizens can get free eye, hearing, and blood pressure screenings, diabetes testing, and more. Now, the first 100 people get a free biscuit and free Domino's pizza slices will be served at 11, along with free snow cones and drinks from Buffalo Rock. Sponsors include Alabama Lions Psych, Ascent Audiology, DCEH Regional Medical Center, West Alabama Food Bank, Special Olympics, Northport Police Department, U of A Institute for Rural Health, the Alabama Department of Public Health, and others. A Northport Fire Department truck will be on site, and there will be lots of fun kids' activities. The Northport Lions St. Mark Health Fair. See you Saturday, August 23rd.
All right, we're back right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com with a Tuesday edition. This is the day before camp. Mason, I'll just throw you a curveball real quick because we did it yesterday. Last chances. Biggest questions going into camp. Because tomorrow it starts. The pads are, the helmets are on. I'm not sure if they're going to go full pads tomorrow. We got to have a small acclimation period.
It'd be kind of sweet to open it up full pads, though. Set the tone, get these boys ready. That's what I would do if I was a coach.
Ones on ones, scrimmage the whole.
Yeah, practice one is at Bryant Denver. We're having refs and everything.
No. All the fans can come watch it as I come blow my whistle and wear somebody out if I'm going aboard. Mm-hmm. No, I wish. I mean, that'd be great.
I want to see right tackle, and that's the easy spot to go to. But it's still a glaring question in my mind a little bit. Just who's going to be there? I think it's going to be Wilkin, but I'm interested to see who it's going to be. And really, just that whole the starting five offensive linemen who that unit is going to be, because I don't know that it's necessarily even decided yet. But we will see. Inside linebackers, another spot. Just kind of want to see who's taking reps there, hear about who's taking reps there. And then, I don't know. If I had to pick another thing, probably just how much these early enrollee guys are getting involved. Guys like Dejon Lee, guys like, Derek Meadows on the offense.
Jackson Lloyd.
Yeah, any of these guys. Just want to see how they're getting involved and how they're working into the rotation at whatever position they are at.
There we go. Those are Mason's big questions going into camp. If you want to know Theo and myself's big questions, you can listen to yesterday's episode. Mason, did you listen to yesterday's episode?
I did not.
All right, great. So we had similar questions.
Okay.
Mine was...
Great minds think alike.
Exactly. Mine was how the defensive back rotation gets in. Who's playing Husky? Yeah. Who's playing Husky? I think you have so much talent, but how do you divvy it up?
Yeah,
time?
You've got 12 guys there that are all elite, basically. Mm-hmm.
And then it was definitely left guard and right tackle. Now, I'll throw you one more small readdress yesterday's topic. Yesterday, we had two different confidence meters. Well, three, really. Confidence meter in a combined group of Caden Proctor, left tackle, Parker Brailsford, center, and Jaden Roberts, right guard, the three returners. 1 out of 10, conference Mason's confidence meter on that selective group is
8. I feel great about them. I think all those guys are great players. I think you're looking at 2 in Parker Brailsford and Caden Proctor, who Caden Proctor, I think, will be a first round pick, and Parker Brailsford is good enough to be one. It's just positional value may push him out of it. And, you know, Jaden Roberts, I think, has the opportunity to maybe play himself into that spot.
All right. And then the other two separate confidence meters out of 10, right tackle, whether it's Wilkin, whether it's Jackson Lloyd, whether it's Olas, whether it's XYZ ABC player, right tackle to confidence meter out of 10.
Like a 6.5.
Okay.
7 maybe.
Okay. And then back to the left guard, whether it's Olas, whether it's Cam Dewberry, whether it's Geno Vandermark, is...
Similar 7, 7.5, a little better than right tackle, a little worse than the three returners, you know. I think it's a bit easier to maybe cover up inefficiencies at guard than it is at tackle. So even if you have whoever takes over that spot, even if they struggle, it might be a little easier for the offense to make up for it.
Love it. Love it. So we hit those things as well yesterday. So if you want to hear yesterday's episode, it's right there on all the podcast platforms, right there on the Bama Central YouTube channel, right there on our social media machines. We talked a lot about the offensive line yesterday, and I made fun of Theo for being way too young. Those who didn't know anything about Adam Sandler's Billy Madison. If you guys are watching Happy Gilmore 2, let us know your review. I'm going to be checking it out this weekend. Not tonight, but later on the week. Probably Thursday night. Probably going to be a Thursday night deal. Because I'm not watching the Hall of Fame game. I'm not doing it. It's Hendon Hooker, and who's the backup for the Chargers? Hendon Hooker for
Taylor Heineke, isn't it?
Get out of here. Yeah, I'm not watching Taylor Heineke. That's Chargers.
That's two elite quarterbacks. What are you talking about?
I am not
one of those guys was a Heisman finalist, Joe.
Third string quarterback for the Chargers, Trey Lance.
Love that.
Fourth string on here, DJ Uiagalelei.
Love that. Yeah. You telling me you're not watching this?
Okay, maybe I'm in. Okay, what about the Lions? I know we got Hendon Hooker on there. Detroit Lions, our lad.
I don't have a clue who they have outside of Hendon Hooker.
Hendon Hooker, I mean, we're not going to see Jared Goff.
Is the astronaut still bouncing around somewhere?
Jared Goffel. Kyle Allen from Pitt. Kyle Allen from Pitt and Hendon Hooker are going to be playing quarterback for the Detroit Football Lions.
Where's Josh Jobs these days? Oh, he's on the Patriots. Good for him.
Dobby?
The Pastronaut.
My Tennessee fan buddy loves Dobbs and loves Hooker.
I loved him for about 3 weeks when he helped the Titans out there in a pinch. He was great.
Do you want to take 2 seconds and talk about the Titans?
Is there something specific I need to talk about?
Our boy Treylon Burks makes... And like the clip, you didn't even make the catch, sir.
No,
you fell out of bounds.
No,
I
don't think there's much else to say other than what is it, 2018 to 2021. That's the worst 3-4 year stretch in drafting for an NFL franchise in maybe the history of the league. You take Isaiah Wilson with your first round pick, and I guess it was 1922. You take Isaiah Wilson with your first round pick in 19. And then the next year, I think you take Caleb Farley. And then the year after that, you turn around and you trade away A.J. Brown for, I don't remember exactly how it all fell out here. I'm probably got the order wrong somewhere. But, you know, the crux of the argument here is you three first round picks that did nothing for your team. Isaiah Wilson played, I think, 4 snaps. Caleb Farley played less than 100. Treylon Burks played like 200 and something. 1 touchdown in his career, and it was him jumping on a fumble in the end zone. Just disastrous all around, you know. He was very good at Arkansas. I understood the thought process of when you did it. Still hated it when you did it. You still gave away what was one of the most promising young receivers in the league at the time for someone who was an unknown.
And still is dominating.
Yeah, I mean, now he's reached probably top 2-3 receiver in the league status, I would think, if we're talking about just dominance. You gave away a sure thing for an unknown. An impressive-looking unknown that I was very high on, and sure, I liked him in Arkansas, and he was awesome. He tore Alabama up, whatever.
Big suey.
But you gave away, you gave away a sure thing for an unknown there. So yeah, just a masterclass of suck by the Titans. And then, you know, every time he's touched the field, he's gotten hurt. The man is made of glass and paper. I don't know what to call it outside of that. I hate it for Treylon Burks. You know, that's got to be a tough spot to be in. A lot of pressure was put on him immediately when he stepped into the NFL, and he did not live up to not one shred of it. And that sucks. I hate it for him. It's probably not great for his own mental health and his own personal life.
Yep.
And I don't want to, you know, I don't have anything. I'm not mad at Treylon Burks. I'm mad at the Titans for drafting Treylon Burks.
Tighten up. Makes me think of Kevin White with the Bears. Drafted him in like 7, 8.
Yeah, that was a tough
just
one.
was never healthy. Couldn't do bleep. Couldn't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's comedic at this point. Like every single time for the last 2 years you've heard or seen a tweet, Treylon Burks makes a catch. Comes down with an injury. Comes up limping. Comes up hobbled. It is what it is. Guy was not meant to play in the NFL.
Well, hopefully for the sake of you, because I usually pull for my team's my friend's team. Excuse me,
I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah. Well, unless you're my friend and you pull for the Packers, then I want death and destruction and misery for you.
Yeah, like, you know, I've got Auburn fan friends who obviously I'm rooting against, but then my closest friend is a big Ravens fan.
All right.
I mean, actively rooting against the Ravens every opportunity I get. me and Melissa were talking about this last night. We remember what we were watching that prompted the conversation, but just
Derrick Henry's arms going to camp.
I saw someone
as big as my head.
What the way they phrased it was so funny. It was like
I can't
imagining Travis Hunter trying to tackle this or something. I cannot imagine it. But yeah, no, I will. I think it's all in good fun to root against your friends' teams. Depending on who they're playing against, like I probably wouldn't if the Ravens played the Cowboys or something. I hate the Cowboys a little more than I hate them, but I do not have much love in my heart for the Ravens.
So speaking of not our friends' teams, Kerryon Johnson on the Twitter machine yesterday was fun. I don't have a lot into this.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little weird, funny,
but he stirred up the Auburn faithful. They
got the family mad.
Yeah, infighting in the family, domestic disputes in the family. Kerryon Johnson, if you didn't see it, if you don't live on Twitter like Mason or I, basically did a version of Ask Me Anything. Mason informed me this morning that he's a running backs coach for
ETSU.
Okay, ETSU, and phrased it a little funny, saying, "Oh, last day of freedom."
It was like he was shipping out to get deployed or something.
Turning himself in. That was my first place that my mind went. But no, he's not turning himself in, and he's not going to fight overseas. He is going to football camp at ETSU to coach some running backs, and basically says, last day of freedom, ask me anything. And he did get asked anything. Two different things popped out to me from his ask me anything. One, are you proud to be an Auburn Tiger? His response, and then it just became this makes me sad. We need to do better. Come on. But you also got some bleep you, dude. Bleep you, bleep you. I hope you go bleep and bleep this and bleep that. And just some massive.
Maybe that's the reason that answer was the way that it was.
Yes. You know, it was a lot of like, I hope you're, you know, for generations and families and curses and life. And it was like, hey, easy, guy, easy. Relax. The other answer that stood out to me, somebody asked him, would Gus Malzahn kick somebody off the team for choking his girlfriend? And it's like, wow, why did we go there?
Yeah, I didn't know what that was in reference to. Because I know there was an Auburn player in the last week or two that had gotten arrested for something.
Okay, maybe, potentially. But and Kerryon's response was, he said, kick players off for way less during my time.
Okay, that is what it is. Auburn player Malcolm Simmons, Auburn wide receiver Malcolm Simmons, was arrested on July 16th with a charge of domestic assault and strangulation. And I guess he was kicked off the team. So
keep your hands off your girlfriends. That's my take there.
I don't know if he was kicked off the team. No, just arrested.
I don't think he was. I think the family is spinning mixed reviews. Whether this is not the way the story went down.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he has been removed from the team. Which. I guess maybe they're still waiting for details to come out, facts to come out, whatever. Never a great sign, though. We'll just say that.
Kerryon got him mad yesterday.
Yes, he did. Rightfully so. Well, not rightfully so. They don't really have any reason to be mad, but I think he has every right to make them mad if he wants to.
The man busted his shoulder for him like multiple times in that last season.
He has every right to talk a little trash about Auburn if he wants to.
That last season that he was with them, they won that Iron Bowl, right? And Kerryon Johnson just went bam, 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 hammering. That would have been, it was not in the last 17? 4 years. Yes, I think so.
Auburn 26, Alabama 14.
Yeah, I think that would have been that. Bull of us misses a chip shot field goal. I think that would have
30
been
30 carries for 104 yards and a touchdown. Not even that great of a game.
But just like, the consistency. 30 carries.
But 30 carries is crazy.
30 carries throwing your head right into the Alabama defense.
It was just purely, hey, buddy, go do it again. It was
okay.
3 yards in a cloud. I mean, that is exactly 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah. So he sacrificed for the family that night. And that just popped up on my Twitter sphere as interesting. Let's wrap this up, though, with something a little more newsworthy and interesting. Tank Jones was yesterday at I'm not sure exactly what this was.
Some sort of media day for high school. You know, I don't know if it was a regional thing or just for now I'm blanking.
St. Paul.
Yeah, St. Paul, or if it was, you know, all the schools in the area or what. But yeah, some sort of media day looking thing. He was at a podium, it looked like.
Right. He was up there, whether exactly as you said, whether it was a Mobile area media day or if it was just specifically to St. Paul. He was there. And Ben Thomas reports for AL.com. Is based down there. I think he works with WNSP as well. With some of my friends down there. And he got to talking to Tank Jones. And we finally have some clarity on when five-star edge rusher Tank Jones is going to make his college commitment. Seems like seems like next week is the week.
What'd he tell us? Yeah, next week, maybe the week after.
quote, it's getting stressful now, he said Monday. A lot of people are coming out of nowhere and texting me. Maybe me. maybe us.
Sorry, buddy.
maybe us. And he ended up basically indicating that he was going to end up making a decision sometime in the next week. Wanted to get it over with. On top of senior football, one of the top senior football recruits in the state will announce his commitment within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Possibly as early as later this week from Ben Thomas. So I think
hopefully by the end of this week, I think we have an answer.
I think by the 9th. Next Saturday is the 9th.
Yeah.
I think by the 9th, you're going to know where Tank Jones is committed. Now, committed. Not signed.
Committed is big there, I think, especially with a player like this. Not that a player of his caliber, I should say.
And you read the message boards.
It's unclear.
Steve Wiltfong.
Yeah.
On Three Sports, man, basically says Bama's still in the lead.
I think they are, but I know that if it comes down to a money thing, Bama cannot compete with Texas A&M and Oregon. And I don't think that they really want to either. Tank Jones is a great player. I don't know that you want to match Texas A&M's deal just to go get one guy.
Well, think about the edge rusher room right now. You got Justin Hill.
Yep.
Who I think is
a stud.
Yeah, high upside player. You got Quay at least for two more years. Mm-hmm. Quay is a redshirt sophomore. Yes, redshirt sophomore. Oh, no. If Quay balls out, he's eligible. I think that's unlikely.
Yeah. He's a good player, but I don't see him becoming a first-round pick this year.
Yeah, I think that's unlikely. I think he can ball out, but if he leaves, he's a second, third-round pick.
Yes.
But you're losing Jamarion Latham, period, no matter what. You've got Yonzi Pierre, who was a former five-star from Eufaula as well, playing Wolf.
I just don't know that it's worth getting into a bidding war. You know, considering what you have and what you maybe stand to lose by throwing this much money at something. I don't know. All that to say, though, I mean, like you said, the message board seemed to indicate that Bama is in the lead. So that's all I can go off of, because I have not heard back from Mr. Tank Jones.
I messaged so many recruits yesterday. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, I just got to do it. Just got to do it to try to get more guests on the show. One bit, Samu too. So apparently going to be joining us tomorrow. So we'll get out of here for the day. We will keep watching Tank Jones. We'll see what he ends up doing sometime in the next 2 weeks. I think by the 9th, he will have committed.
It's very funny to me to be like, you know, I just want to get it over with. That's why I waited until after everyone else made their decisions. And so I could have my own day here.
We'll see what happens with them. High school football is coming up soon here in the state of Alabama. Camps tomorrow. We'll, by this time, 24 hours from when we're recording, the Crimson Tide will be halfway through their first practice. So I know you all made it.
Do we have a state champion here and local in Tuscaloosa, do we think? I don't know enough about any of these teams this year.
No.
I hate that. I have to go
watch Gordo play. I don't know anything about what ACA is bringing back right now. Hillcrest, since they moved to it to 7A, that's really challenging. Hillcrest and 6A, I loved them.
That's the hardest. It's the hardest, you know, like division in the state of Alabama.
Right. We're only playing Hoover, Thompson, Hewitt, Trustville in our same conference.
Not much you can do there.
Vestavia Hills, Mountain Brook, all in our same conference. What?
Yeah.
Silly. So we'll get out of here for the day. We will appreciate everybody who watched us on the Bama Central YouTube channel, everybody who watched us on the social media machines, listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify. I really appreciate you if you went down to the bottom of those pages and hit a review, even if it's one star. I'd love a five star, but if it's one star, it's okay. We think we're a five star podcast. We're below average athletes, but we are five star podcasters right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. We appreciate Derek Daniel for sponsoring the program. We want to encourage you, if you need some health issues taken care of, or if you just don't know what's going on with you, come see us at St. Mark Church on Saturday the 23rd for that free health screening. The Northport Lions Club is putting on a free health screening. You can come get your eyes checked, get all kinds of things, get your blood pressure checked, get all kinds of things checked for free right there at St. Mark Church on Saturday, August 23rd. So I appreciate everybody for joining us today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.